We have an amazing God. Our God is good. He's awesome. And yet sometimes we find ourselves in the flesh, if you will, doubting, in unbelief. I want to read a passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing to captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And I'll stop there. I know it doesn't end there, but I'll stop there. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want to talk about some strongholds. When I think of strongholds, I'm thinking about, I was thinking about Normandy and those concrete pillboxes up there that in World War II that on D-Day they attacked with mighty forces, and that was a stronghold. But this is something different. We all have some kind of strongholds that might prevent us from enjoying that abundant life that Christ has promised us. I would say fear is one of them. Doubt is one of them. All the works of the flesh are strongholds. Addictions. Pride. I was thinking of, there's a king over there. Was it Agrippa? That just almost became a Christian. There was a stronghold there. He wouldn't give up his position to follow Christ. We're instructed to take up our cross. Sometimes our cross might be a stronghold, and follow him and deny ourselves. That's hard to do. To deny myself, and when I don't, I find myself very quickly in a drought situation. And it says to do that daily. I might do it once, but daily? But the Lord said, my burden's easy, light. So why then do I find myself so in tumult, if you will, turmoil? Well, there's a Proverb 3:5-6 that's been, I would say, not maybe an anchor that we've used for many years. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. What happens if we don't do that? What happens if we don't trust? Do you know how many times the word, oh, by the way, trust tears down strongholds. The scriptures are replete with the word trust in the Lord. Psalms 37. What's the result of trusting? Trusting is absolute confidence in the power of God and the ability of God. It tears down strongholds. And we get in trouble when we think, by the way, you may have been raised, some of us, being told, well, you'll never amount to nothing. And you have trouble, and some people never overcome those. Those are strongholds. They didn't build them. Someone built them for them. But the scripture says, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of these strongholds. Trust is one of them. And I want to give you another one on trust. Isaiah 26:3. Thou shalt keep him, or maybe it's thou wilt keep him, in perfect peace, complete peace. whose mind is stayed upon Him, upon the Lord. Because he trusteth in Him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So our problem is, a lot of times our stronghold is right here.
Yeah.
What we think. Hope brings down strongholds. Truth brings down strongholds. You know, a lot of people think, a lot of God's people believe there's something they got to do to go to heaven. I think there's something we got to do because we're going to heaven.
Amen.
And we should be doing.
Amen.
That truth sets us free.
Yes.
Bitterness can be a stronghold. Just unforgiveness. Anger. All those works of the flesh are strongholds that have to be overcome. How can you have peace and be angry with someone? The Lord says, pray for those that despitefully use you. You know, God's word works.
Amen.
I've had people... by the way, I just retired. I'll confess, I'm having trouble with it. I've worked for 50 years. It's difficult for me to not get up and drive to work. I hadn't quit working. I just don't go anywhere to work. I work right there on the farm. So I'm having difficulty with that. But folks that I talked to at work, they had problems with other folks. I said, well, have you prayed for them? Seriously? Pray for these people that I don't like? See, they don't see that as a stronghold. They're not affecting them other folks by being mad at them. It's their peace that's affected. They're the ones that doesn't have the joy because they can't forgive or they won't pray. Pray for those that despitefully use you. That's Luke chapter 6. We want to go over and look at that. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Love pulls down strongholds. Older I get, the more I realize that it's all about love. The Lord said that. We heard it preached, Brother Jesse, let brotherly love continue up at Nebraska. Let brotherly love continue. Hebrews chapter 13. If I'm not letting it, then is there a stronghold there? You have the ability to let something. That means you have that power to let it happen. Let the peace of God rule in your heart. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations or reasonings, thoughts. Maybe it's wrong thoughts. Wrong thoughts can be a powerful stronghold. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. We're increasing in the knowledge of God tears down strongholds. We ought to have a little more knowledge about our Lord today than we did when we joined the church. And I'll say this now, if you've had the desire to join the church, why haven't you? What stronghold is holding you back? There's peace in obedience. Now, I just can't do it. Can't. If you've been told that all your life, That's a stronghold that's hard to overcome. Sometimes pride will say, I won't do it. And again, I'm talking about joining the church. Now, we talked a bit about the power of God. I'm not going to take any more time other than to read something. My son talked about this about 2 months ago, and it's just been overwhelming to me ever since he preached on it. This is a prayer by the Apostle Paul, Ephesians chapter 3. For this cause, verse 14, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Prayer tears down strongholds. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. My biggest problem is my outer man. I have doubt. I have a great fear of public speaking. It terrifies me. That's a stronghold. The Lord tears down that stronghold from time to time. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend. I wished I could comprehend this. The Lord gives us a little taste of it from time to time. And it's wonderful. It's a mountaintop experience. That we may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ. What an awesome love this is. He died for you. Which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Someday. Here's the part I wanted. Now unto him that is able. You know, there's some fellows over there back in way back when said, our God is able to deliver us from you, Mr. King. Our God is able. Well, we're not going to. You know, I don't see any strongholds in those three Hebrew children right there. They had absolute confidence in their God. He will deliver us. Brothers and sisters, he's going to deliver us.
Amen.
Either in the fire or through the fire. But he's able. That's not a wishy-washy thing. He does deliver us. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above, that word exceeding abundantly. That's a bunch. I mean, I don't have enough description of it. It's a bunch. Exceeding abundantly. Above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us. You realize there's a power that I sometimes think we've built strongholds around it. Unbelief. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.